I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, Pima Federal Credit Union. Pima Federal Credit Union is always looking for ways to save their members time and money, which is why they offer completely free checking with convenient options for banking on the go. Manage your accounts online, access over 55,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide, and easily deposit checks from your phone with their mobile app. Visit www.pimafederal.org to learn about the many ways their members save. Pima Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Arizona's all-time winningest head coach, Dick Tomey, joined the radio show on ESPN Tucson Friday afternoon to talk all things ASU and what it truly means to be a part of the Territorial Cup. So let's cut to that interview. And our last guest of the show is, I guess you could say we could save the best for last, and that is Arizona's all-time winningest head coach, Dick Tomey. Coach, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you. My pleasure.
Absolutely, Coach Tomey. And you, although you do live in Tucson a lot, I know you travel a lot, and you tried to go out to as many U of A games as possible. We saw you at the season opener, and then, of course, you were here for homecoming, and we're expecting you to see you tomorrow at the game, right?
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow, 1:30, and I can't wait. ASU games are unlike anything else that the U of A plays in. Just in terms of the feeling and the atmosphere and the sense of urgency, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Coach, you spoke to the players the other day in the locker room. What was your message to these guys, and what were you really trying to relate to them about this game coming up here?
Well, it wasn't the locker room. It was in the meeting room, and Kevin just called me and asked me if I would spend some time with the players. Chuck Cecil had talked with him the night before, and I said, there's no way that I can follow Chuck Cecil. And I'm not sure the guys want to hear from an 80-year-old football coach, but, I just trying to give the guys some perspective, because what I said to them is, if you don't understand that this game is different than any game you're going to play all year, if you don't understand that until you're in it, it's too late. Mm-hmm. And so you need to get that beforehand, because it's a great rivalry. And just the feelings and the plays. I remember I talked to Teddy Bruschi just a couple hours before I went over there, because Teddy and I talk just about every Thanksgiving Day. He just said, he still remembers the plays from that game, an Arizona State game, and he was in four of them. He was here 5 years, and he still remembers plays from that game and many plays from most other games, whether it be in professional football or college football, are kind of lost in time.
Coach, when you reminisce on all of the games that you've been a part of in this rivalry, do all of them just kind of mix well together, or was there any particular year or game that really stuck out to you when you look back on all the games you've been a part of?
Well, I think, there's so many memories. I remember the first one, which was a tie, which was the tie that preserved the streak. I remember a lot of them. Now, we won a bunch of them, but I still remember the ones we lost. And I think we won 9 or 10 out of 15. I count 15 because we played them one time when I was in Hawaii and won the game. I remember plays from a lot of the games. I remember Richard Dice catching the touchdown pass, and I think it was a 95 game when he had suffered a terrible knee injury in the season, was unable to play the rest of the season, but he played in that game. I remember him catching a touchdown pass and then just going over in front of their stands and pointing to his knee. And, I mean, it's just lots of stuff. I remember Teddy Bruschi making a sack in that game. And that was a tragic year for the University of Arizona, because it was the year that Damon Terrell passed away during the season. And I remember Teddy made a sack on his last play of the game, which gave him 52 and a half sacks, which now is the college football record. And I just remember, I remember a lot.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of great plays. There were a lot of, too many to mention, but they're memorable. And I believe what Teddy says, you remember the plays from that game more than you remember from any other game.
Mm-hmm.
And not because you don't play games that maybe on the scheme of things nationally are more important, but Arizona State had some really good teams during those times. We had nationally ranked teams quite often, and there were a lot of big plays, but we also played some other great games, but that one sticks out.
Mm-hmm. And the current coaches now, Kevin Sumlin at Arizona, and then Herm Edwards at Arizona State, what's your relationship like with Herm? I know we've talked about Kevin Sumlin a lot here on the air the last couple times you've been on the show. Do you have any relationship with Herm Edwards at all?
I do. I've known Herman a long time. Longer than I've known Kevin. Kevin's known Herman a long time also, because he worked with him at Tampa.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have the highest regard for Herman. Mm-hmm. And I think he's done... I think he's done a fabulous job this year. I mean, I think just the highlights is, gosh, I think they lead the conference in turnover margin.
Uh-huh.
And they have not lost any game by more than one score, which is amazing for 11 games. So they've been very hard to beat. Mm-hmm. They took a team like Utah and just beat them up when nobody else could do that. And so I think he's got a good football team. I think anybody that thought Herm was going to just be overwhelmed by taking a job like that, I think Ray Anderson knew him well from his experience in the NFL, and I think they were sadly mistaken. But I think Kevin knew as well that Herman was going to have a good team. And so I think it'll be a great battle, just like all the rest of them are. And you know, so I can't wait, and I'm anxious to see Antonio Pierce, who's one of our players that plays for the coaches for the Sun Devils, and I hope my wife and I can get a chance to say hello to him before the game. But just like Teddy Bruschi says, the other day, I love Herman, but this week we'll have to put that on hold because I still love him, but I'm certainly a Wildcat fan just like I am.
And, Coach, you have a handful of players that played under you that are now coaches around college. We talked about Joe Salavea when Oregon came down, and now with Antonio Pierce coaching at ASU. When he was a player, did you notice anything, or did anything jump out to where you would say, oh yeah, he's definitely going to be a coach somewhere down the line?
Well, he's just so smart. And yep. he was a player that, you know, he didn't get drafted, and that just shows how the draft is such a crapshoot, and the NFL does in many cases a poor job of evaluation because it's almost an impossible job. But Antonio was just such a smart player and knew the game. And when he was with the Giants, I mean, he was the guy they talked about being the glue that held their team together. And because he was not a big guy, he played here with Lance Briggs. They started to play as I left Arizona, which I was sad about because I knew they would be terrific players. And obviously Lance was, and certainly Antonio was. And the thing I think I have kidded Antonio about, he's a very mild-mannered, soft-spoken guy. But obviously he was a head coach at Long Beach Poly, did a great job there. And when he was on TV, he did some stuff with Herman, and I remember when he was a player, he just didn't have much to say. Very mild mannered, very quiet. Came from Mount San Antonio College. And then when you put him on TV, you know, he had a lot to say. And sometimes you couldn't shut him up. So, you know. But he's a terrific guy and has done a great job in coaching thus far at Long Beach Poly. He was a great choice for Herman, and I think he'll do a great job for ASU.
And, Coach, you say when you look back on your times coaching in this rivalry game, you always say you remember the first one even though it was a tie. You get chills still thinking about coming out to those games and thinking about running out onto the field with your guys?
Well, I mean, I do. I was not the coach that ran out first, you know, in front of the guys, because I was afraid I'd get run over. And I remember a lot of the things I remember about that first game was we were playing with Ronnie Veal at quarterback, who ended up being undefeated in his career against ASU with the tie. And I remember he obviously had never been in that game, and it was just very emotional as we entered the stadium and the bus. I mean, people were throwing bananas and tomatoes and stuff at the bus. And in those days, maybe they've done away with that now. And Ronnie was just, wow, this is serious. You know, I said, yes, it is. Although it's my first game as well. And, of course, Chuck Cecil was the one that I think at the end made the play that made the big difference, as Chuck did in many games, although nobody ever talks about this one, because he partially blocked a punt or came real close. Mike Hsu was their punter. The punt before the one that he dropped, and to give us a chance to win. We had to throw one in the end zone, and then we kicked the field goal. Gary Costin kicked the field goal to tie. I ran across the field. Half of their fans had already left. They were in the parking lot because they thought, because it was a great comeback by our team. And I remember John Cooper, who was a friend of mine, you know, running across the field, and he said, Dick, your fans are going to be really pissed that you guys went for the tie. I said, Coop, I don't think so. I think this may be as good as some wins I've had, because obviously it kept the streak alive.
Absolutely. Again, that is Arizona's all-time winningest head coach, Dick Tomey, joining the Sports Exchange. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Have fun at the game tomorrow, and we'll be in touch very soon, okay?
You got it. Go Cats.
I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, Pima Federal Credit Union. Pima Federal Credit Union is always looking for ways to save their members time and money, which is why they offer completely free checking with convenient options for banking on the go. Manage your accounts online, access over 55,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide, and easily deposit checks from your phone with their mobile app. Visit www.pimafederal.org to learn about the many ways their members save. Pima Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.